We're not sure how many of you public radio listeners also tune into commercial talk radio. We'd hate for you to touch your radio dials, so we thought we'd adjust ours, at least for a little while today. Here's a sampling of what we heard.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
He's a mighty, mighty good man, y'all.
Barack Obama is a mighty, mighty good man. Yes, he is. Promise them girls a puppy when they get to the White House.
They were calling it Mac.
Your name is Mac.
Or Maverick.
When he came out and said, "Hey, ladies and gentlemen, my friends, I want us to come together tonight in unity with Senator and President-elect Obama." I do not want unity with President-elect Obama. Ladies, let me count the numbers here. What do we have? 57 million Americans will have voted no on this stuff.
The fact that this country could be left in the control of one as clueless and as vapid and cartoonish as Sarah Palin is exhibit A of why 56 million people should have their licenses to vote taken away, and they should be incarcerated immediately in the nearest mental asylum.
The drool that was dripping off of Keith Olbermann's lips last night, he was just, was he actually weeping during commercial breaks? Because he looked like he was. All right, we're going to take a break on the Laura Ingraham Show. We'll continue the soul searching, and the rebuilding has begun already. It's going to be a long road, that's for sure, but we are up to the task, I have no doubt.
A brief tour of commercial talk radio. We heard Laura Ingraham, The Lionel Show on Air America, Rush Limbaugh, and The Tom Joyner Morning Show.